Floyd Valley Healthcare of Lamar says reporting the birth of a New Year's baby. It is a little boy named Alif Balit Andali and is the new son of Balit and Winishet Tesema of Lamar's. The time of the birth was at 7:21 p.m. last evening. The New Year's baby weighed 8 pounds and 1 ounce and measured 21 inches in length. The attending physician was Dr. Destiny Miller. The new year started with tragedy in Sioux City with a fatal drive-by shooting in Morningside. Shortly before 1 a.m. on Friday, officers were dispatched to a call at 2637 South Walker Street where multiple shots had been fired into the residence where a party had been taking place. Police Chief Rex Mueller says that several people were injured, including an 18-year-old girl who suffered a fatal gunshot wound.
The initial indication is that there was an active underage party at this residence at the time of the shooting. We believe that multiple individuals were inside the residence and fled following the shots being fired. The shooters were apparently fired from the street into the residence. The exact number of rounds has yet to be determined.
Sergeant Mike Manthorn says that the other people injured all sustained non-life-threatening injuries and are in stable condition at Sioux City hospitals.
We had a total of 5 people injured, including the deceased party. 4 of those are believed to have been from projectiles from gunshot injuries, and 1 was from a secondary injury.
One of those victims was a juvenile, and no names have been released at this time. No suspects have been identified at this time, and Manthorn says that more than one weapon was fired at the home. Many people fled the party during the shooting, so it's not known yet how many people were actually there. Chief Mueller says that police are asking for assistance from the public.
We believe that multiple individuals who he haven't identified were at this house party. We need to speak to all of those individuals. So if it's parents that I'm reaching out to here or individuals themselves, we would like to speak to anybody who was at this house party at any point in time during the evening and would appreciate any information on that so that we can make contact with them.
Anyone with information should contact the Sioux City Police Department at 712-258-TIPS. That's 8477. Longtime Plymouth County Sheriff Mike Van Otterloo has retired from being the county sheriff and is now ready to begin his new duties as a Plymouth County supervisor. Van Otterloo will report to the county courthouse Monday morning and take the chair that was occupied by Mark Luch. Van Otterloo will be representing the 2nd District of Plymouth County. Van Otterloo was the sheriff for the past 31 years and says he tried to guide his law enforcement career based on a biblical verse.
I touched on it a little bit when I talked about showing mercy, but also being fair. So there's the verse in the Bible in Micah, the 6:8, and it says, what does God require of me? Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with my God. That verse has meant so much to me because of the fact that I think it applies so much it applies to a lot of areas of life, but it applies so much, I think, to the law enforcement profession, where justly means be just, be fair, treat people fairly, regardless, abide by the law, just be just. Love mercy, we kind of talked about it. Be there, lend a hand of help, be compassionate, be there for those that are in need. And then at the end of the day, especially the days where you're thinking, guess what? Get on your knees and be humble, because that's where my strength came from. And so therefore, it's not all about me. And humble yourself, whether you believe that there's a God to humble to, or whether you just humble your ego or whatever it may be to someone else somehow, some way.
The county supervisors are scheduled to meet on Monday for their initial inaugural meeting of 2021. Featured on the KLAM website is a 3-part series with our conversation with outgoing Sheriff Mike Van Otterloo. The recently released Iowa State University Land Value Survey found a modest 1.7% statewide increase in the value of farmland. Survey leader Wendon John says that one of the factors in the increase is the lack of available land.
When someone owned the land, on average, people half the land are owned by the same owner for over 20 years. So it's stay in the family for fairly long time.
He says land that is sold often is bought by someone who lives nearby.
Even when it comes to transfer, this tends to be sold to local existing farmers. If it ever goes to the market, another channel would be will or gift or sale within the family.
The average price of an acre of ground in Iowa in the survey this year was at $7,559.